Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim Bismillahirrahmanirrahim Laqad radiyallahu anil mu'minina idh yubayi'unaka tahta ash-shajarati fa'alima ma fi qulubihim فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا ومغانم كثيرة يأخذونها وكان الله عزيزا حكيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل النار أحد بايع تحت الشجرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted the suggestion of سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه to send سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه to the people of مكه مكرمه to convey his message because of the fact that he had many family members in Makkah Mukarramah that would give him protection. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu an. He went to the Quraysh and explained to them the reason for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming purely to perform Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also instructed him to give them Dawah to Islam. And he told him that he should go to the weak believers. Those believers who were known as the mustab'afin, literally translated as weak. What it referred to, those believers that had accepted Islam, brought Iman in Makkah Mukarramah, but due to their circumstances, they were unable to make hijrah and come over to Madinah Munawwarah. For example, the husband had not accepted Islam, but the wife had brought Islam. Now it wasn't possible for the wife to move over to Madinah Munawwara. So these kind of believers that were living in the midst of the disbelievers, it was extremely challenging for them to live in the midst of the disbelievers when all the Muslims were moved over to Madinah Munawwara. So this was already the sixth year after Hijrah. For 6 years they were living in such conditions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Uthman radiallahu anhu, or he tells Uthman radiallahu anhu that he should go to these believers and he should give them the glad tidings that very soon the Islam will prevail and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rule over Makkah Mukarramah as well. Uthman radiallahu anhu goes to Makkah Mukarramah. He passes by gathering a group of the Quraysh and he gives them the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't accept it. And they don't pay attention to the message that he gives. Then his cousin, Aban bin Sa'id, gives him protection. And he asks him to ride behind him on his conveyance. He takes him to his home, he hosts him. Before he goes to meet the leaders of the Quraysh, Aban bin Sa'id says to Uthman radiallahu an, يَبْنَ عَمْ مَا لِي أَرَاكَ مُتَحَشِّفًا. Oh my cousin, why are you dressed in this undignified manner? So Uthman radiallahu anhu's bottom garment was reaching to the middle of his shin, which is the sunnah dressing, that the bottom garment should be above or way above the ankles. So he says to him that you are dressed in this undignified manner. Most probably this was regarded as something undignified among the Quraysh of Makkah, among the disbelievers. How can a person be dressed in this manner? And he is now going for a very important work. He is going as the ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is going to negotiate the umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he is going to go in this unpresentable manner, in inverted commas, then they will not look at him favorably. And he will not secure the umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we would think that in such a situation, never mind, this is something small. Lower the garment, but secure the umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what was the answer and response of Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu an? He says, "Hakadha izratu sahibina sallallahu alaihi wasallam." One is the Umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but more important is the Sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the manner in which our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wears his lower garment, and I'm not going to change this, whether they look at me favorably or they look at me negatively. I'm not concerned about that. Rather, I will uphold the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A very, very important lesson of maintaining our Islamic identity, no matter where we may be. Unlike how people generally say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. That was not the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wherever they were, they did as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So Uthman radiallahu anhu refused to change his manner of dressing or the height of his lower garment. Then he goes to meet the different leaders of Makkah Mukarramah. Separately he goes to them one by one, and he explains the request of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, all of them gave one answer: Inna Muhammadan la yadkhuluha alayna abada, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never come. He will never come to Makkah Mukarramah. We will not allow him to come to Makkah Mukarramah. Then he went to the weak Muslims and conveyed to them the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were relieved, and they in turn asked him to convey their salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While Uthman radiallahu anhu was in Makkah Mukarramah, the leaders of Quraysh told him that we won't allow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to enter Makkah Mukarramah. However, if you wish, you may make tawaf of Baytullah. We will give you permission that you can make tawaf of Baytullah. So Uthman radiallahu anhu replies, Ma kuntu li atufa hatta yatufa an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will not make tawaf until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes tawaf. This was the level of loyalty and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although he had that opportunity, and he also was pining to make tawaf, he was pining for Baytullah, he was right there, he had the opportunity. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not going to be allowed to make tawaf, I'm not prepared to make tawaf. On the other hand, in the camp of the Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are discussing among themselves, and they say that Uthman must be enjoying himself in Makkah Mukarramah. He must be making tawaf of Baytullah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, such was his confidence on Uthman radiallahu anhu, that he says, لَوْ مَكَثَ كَذَا كَذَا سَنَةً مَا طَافَ حَتَّى أَطُوفَ. If Uthman has to stay for a few years in Makkah Mukarramah, he will not make tawaf until I make tawaf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so confident at the loyalty of Uthman radiallahu an, that he will never make tawaf until I make tawaf. When he returns, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say to him, اشتفيت من البيت. You must be filled yourself nicely with Baytullah. You must be happy, quenched your thirst with Baytullah. He gives the same answer. He says, even if I had to stay for 1 year in Makkah Mukarramah, as long as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not make tawaf, I would not make tawaf. These Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلمنا وأحسننا ظننا. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew him better than us. And وَأَحْسَنَنَا ظَنَّا, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a better opinion of Uthman radiallahu anhu than we had. We were thinking that he would be enjoying himself making tawaf. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that Uthman radiallahu anhu's loyalty will not allow him to make tawaf without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During these days, when Uthman radiallahu anhu was in Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh sent 50 men under the leadership of Mikras bin Hafs, the one that we mentioned previously, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ghadir, that he's a treacherous person. So under his leadership, they send 50 men, and they ask them to go around, to encircle the Muslim army, and to see whether they find any opportunity of launching a sudden attack on the Muslims, or of taking some of them as captives. As they come, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already prepared, he had already envisaged that some attack may come. So he appointed three Sahaba radiallahu anhum on security. He appointed three Sahaba radiallahu anhum to guard the army for the night. When these Sahaba radiallahu anhum see these Quraysh coming, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu anhu manages to take most of them as captive. So he takes most of them as captive. The leader, Mikras bin Hafs, he manages to escape. And he goes back to the Quraysh to inform them what has happened. So he takes them as captives and he brings them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds them and he keeps them behind. At the same time, there were 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum who had asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Makkah Mukarramah. They had family members, close family members in Makkah Mukarramah. Some of them had their dependents there. So they wanted to go and check on them after such a long time. They wanted to check on them. So these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, approximately 10 of them, secretly they go into Makkah Mukarramah. However, the Quraysh realized that they had come and the Quraysh caught them and they took them as captives. So both sides now had captives, they had hostages. The Quraysh decided to send a person by the name of Suhail bin Amr to go and negotiate. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Suhail bin Amr coming, before Suhail bin Amr came, in order to release these captives that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken, the Quraysh sent a small army. They sent a small group, and that group of the Quraysh came to release these hostages. They shoot some arrows, and similarly the Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, return fire. There was an exchange and a throwing of stones between the two sides. In this encounter, a Sahabi by the name of Ibn Zanim radiallahu anhu becomes shaheed as well. Now, from this army, this group that came, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes another 10 captives. Another 10 horsemen were taken as hostages. So, there were many hostages now that the Muslims had. So, in order to release these hostages and to negotiate their release, the Quraysh sent Suhail bin Amr to negotiate on their behalf. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Suhail coming, so the word Suhail comes from the word Sahal, which means easy. So, taking good omen from the name of Suhail, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sahula amrukum," that this matter will be very easy. The fact that this person is coming whose name is Suhail, then inshallah the matter also will be very easy. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he begins to make excuses. He says that it was our foolish ones that had captured those Sahaba of yours that had come to Makkah Mukarramah. It was our foolish ones that came and they began firing arrows against you. This was not the decision of the leaders. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, "I will not release your hostages or your captives until you first release those Sahaba, 10 of them." And similarly, Uthman radiallahu anhu now was being held back also by the people of Makkah Mukarramah. So you'll release them, then only I am prepared to release. And he agreed that we will do exactly as you explain or as you request, that we will release the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and then you will release the captives that you had. In this interim, the news came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a rumor that reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all these Sahaba radiallahu anhum that were in Makkah Mukarramah, the 10 of them plus Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu were made shaheed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives this news that they had made these Sahaba shaheed, especially Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately calls the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to take bay'ah, to pledge allegiance on his hand, that they will not leave until they avenge the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they take revenge from the mushrikeen, from the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting under the shade of an acacia tree. Therefore, one of the names which is given to this bay'ah is bay'atu shajara, that bay'ah which took place under the tree. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on hearing this call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they hurriedly came to take this bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first sahabi to take bay'ah and pledge allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a sahabi by the name of Abu Sinan al-Asadi radiallahu anhu. He pledges allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him that, "On what are you pledging allegiance?" He says, "On whatever is in my mind and in my heart." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, "What is in your mind and heart?" He says that, I will fight in front of you until Allah grants you victory or until I become shaheed." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pleased with this bay'ah. And thereafter, the other sahaba radiallahu anhum also followed, taking bay'ah on the same condition. Some explain it as bay'ah alal maut, that we're taking bay'ah and pledging allegiance that we will give our life. However, we will protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we will take revenge for the blood of those sahaba radiallahu anhum that were made shaheed. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu an, that young sahabi whose incident we had discussed, just before Hudaybiyah, the incident of Ziqarat had taken place, he was still quite young. So he also pledges allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards the beginning. When sahaba started, he was among the forerunners, among those initial sahaba that had pledged allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he says midway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to me, Bayi' ya Salama. Oh Salama, come and take bi'ah. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, I've already taken bi'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him, come and take bi'ah for a second time. And then he says at the end, again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to me, Ala tubahi'uni ya Salama. Oh Salama, aren't you taking bi'ah at my hands? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I've already taken bi'ah. He says, once again, come and take bi'ah. So this sahabi, this young sahabi, was privileged to take this noble bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam thrice on this occasion. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allahumma inna Uthman fi hajatika wa hajati rasulik. O Allah, Uthman is not here. Uthman radiallahu anhu is not here to take bay'ah. He is gone for your work and for the work of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam places his left Mubarak hand on his right Mubarak hand and he says, Hadihi an Uthman, that this left hand of mine is on behalf of Uthman radiallahu anh. So on behalf of Uthman radiallahu anh, instead of his hand, I am placing my Mubarak hand. Uthman radiallahu anh used to say, Fashimalu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama khayrun li mi yamini, that the left hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was far better for me than my right hand. If I had to be there, I would have placed my right hand. Right hand is the superior hand. I would have placed my right hand. However, me not being there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his left hand. But the left hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was far more superior than my own right hand. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak hand on behalf of Uthman radiallahu anh. Later on, when one of those that had ill feelings towards Uthman radiallahu anh raised three objections against him in front of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, and one of those objections, all were unfounded objections, but one of those objections was that Uthman radiallahu anh didn't take bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this bay'ah. When all the sahaba took bay'ah, he did not take bay'ah. So the answer that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu gave was, firstly, this whole bay'ah took place because of him. The whole bay'ah took place because he was not there. And secondly, instead of his hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak hand. What better hand could there be than the hand, Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Approximately 1,500 sahaba radiallahu anhum take bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this bay'ah pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very greatly. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majeed, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ, that Allah is pleased, Allah is greatly pleased with the believers. إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ, when they pledge allegiance on your hand, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the tree. Therefore, because of this word radiya, which means to be pleased, Allah's pleasure, therefore this bay'ah is known as bay'atul ridwan. From this ayah, this name is inspired from this ayah, bay'atul ridwan, the pledge of allegiance which secured the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, another very great point that we understand from here, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced His pleasure for someone, then that pleasure is permanent. That pleasure is lasting. Allah's knowledge is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of the future. So when Allah says that I am pleased with a certain person, it means I am pleased with him now and I am pleased with him in the future as well. In the future, this person will never do anything that will go against my pleasure. So all these Sahaba radiallahu anhum secured this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment and for the rest of their life and for eternal right till Jannah and forever and ever. So لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم. Allah says that Allah knows what was in their heart. Allah makes a decision not on the superficial, not on the external. Allah knows what is in the heart of what was in their heart. Min sidqin niyya, that they were absolutely sincere and true when they took that bay'ah al al-maut at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَتْ سَكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah sent down a special tranquility upon them. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. And Allah is rewarding them. Allah will reward them with a very close victory. وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا. And great booty which they will take and they will acquire. So this was one ayah that was revealed. Another ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ. That those that pledge hands, that pledge allegiance on your hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have actually pledged allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The very special assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was enveloping their hands when they were taking bay'ah at your mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned a very great glad tidings to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on that occasion, or regarding that occasion. He said, لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارَ أَحَدٌ بَايِعَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. That any person who took bay'ah and pledged allegiance on my hands under that tree will never enter the fire of Jahannam. And on that occasion also Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. That you are the best from all those that are living on the surface of the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for this loyalty that they showed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with the tawfiq to be loyal to the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lifestyle and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereby securing the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we will continue. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.